So these five phrases for frequent recollection. We can think of them as invitations to really recognize, remember, and understand the truth of this human journey. This precious human birth. And there is no doubt that we have been developing wisdom and equanimity throughout our lives. Letting go, opening up, practicing forgiveness, this poem is by a poet named Lynn Unger, The Way It Is. One morning you might wake up to realize that the knot in your stomach had loosened itself and slipped away, and that the pit of unfilled longing in your heart had gradually, and without your really noticing, been filled in, patched like a pothole. Not quite the same as it was, but good enough. One morning you might wake up to realize that the knot in your stomach had loosened itself and slipped away, and that the pit of unfilled longing in your heart had gradually, and without your really noticing, been filled in, patched like a pothole. Not quite the same as it was, but good enough. And in that moment, it might occur to you that your life, though not the way you planned it, and maybe not even entirely the way you wanted it, is nonetheless persistently, abundantly, miraculously, exactly what it is. So with these phrases, we are meeting the truth of change, but we also want to appreciate, celebrate, savor, and drink in the wonder and the beauty and the mystery of life. So in the last couple of minutes before we ring the bell for lunch, just call to mind the ways in which you take care of yourself in the day. This caring for the human body It's necessary, it's important, and it's also a practice of loving kindness, of offering ourselves unconditional care. Perhaps we care for ourselves in the meals that we prepare in a day, making sure there is nutrition, flavor, color, taste, enjoyment. Perhaps we care for ourselves in the ways in which we create a home environment that reflects our interests. Bringing beauty perhaps we care for ourselves by the ways in which we nurture and develop wholesome connections with friends and family. So this journey of practice is a journey of self-knowing, self-acceptance, and of learning how to accompany ourselves. And one of the most tangible ways that we befriend ourselves is by taking the time to prepare a meal. Sitting down and recognizing that the food that we take into our bodies connects us to all beings everywhere, each of whom also must nourish themselves. So in your mind's eye, in your imagination, just calling up the image of whatever meal you have prepared, the sandwich, the thermos of tea, the slices of fruit, the soup, the salad, whatever it is, colors and textures, shapes. So when we take in a meal, we are also taking in color, moisture, light, and the whole history of that apple, and the one who grew it, the one who transported it, arranged it on grocery shelves. So just recognizing that in each bite of our meal, we are bringing energy for our practice, and we are connecting to the life force and the energy of other beings. And in this rare quiet and silence of the retreat, this is an opportunity to appreciate how the food we eat links us to the world. So we can take time and eat at our own speed, quietly and in silence, savoring, tasting. And when we are done, moving the body, going for a walk, and continuing to enjoy this wonderful opportunity to be in silence and practice with others. Please enjoy your lunch, and we'll see you back at 1:30.